Next question. Any series you have binged or watched recently? You guys know Yoni doesn't want to watch TV like that. I'm currently watching The Good Fight. It's an old show. I just never finished it. So I'm watching that. It's kind of like a law lawyer type of like thing. Mm-hmm. And then before that, I watched Love is Blind UK, season one, season two.
Season one and two?
Like back to back. Well, season two just came out. So.
What is a movie that recently came out that you look forward to watching?
I don't really, haven't kept up with like movie releases. I know you've been saying you want to go to the movies.
I really want to go to the movies. The last movie we went to was Sinners, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
My take on it right after watching it wasn't the greatest because it was I judged it prematurely.
Yeah.
But I definitely need to go rewatch that. But the movie I look forward to watching is Weapons. The horror movie. The one with the kids.
Yeah, you only seem to like scary movies.
I want to watch that with somebody.
We should. I mean, we got too much going on.
There's a lot of people who are not into scary movies at all.
I like scary movies.
I feel like we should watch that together, but we just don't have time right now. But
yeah, I think the fall, like when we come back from our trip, it's going to be cozy.
Yeah.
I think that's the time to go to the movies. Like going to the movies is definitely much more to me like
a winter
cold
fall
weather.
Yes.
Activity.
In the summertime, I'm just like,
I'm trying to be outside. Why am I going outside in like a dark room? Okay, next question. Have your parents applied pressure on you as kids? And what emotions do you have around it?
Pressure as kids. My dad put a little bit of pressure on me to be the best man I can be.
Fairly. Pressure in what way, though?
Pressure to... It was a lot of manners. It was a lot of things with to me, it was a lot of respect things. There was no pressure to become a doctor. There was no pressure to do any of those things. It kind of let me find my way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of pressure to be very respectful, to say thank you, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Say thank you when people give you things. Say
yeah,
please,
yeah.
Shit like that.
You know?
Well, I grew up speaking French, so there was no yes, sir, yes, ma'am. It was just...
What would you say?
Madame, monsieur.
Okay.
Merci.
Beaucoup.
Yeah.
That makes
s'il vous plaît.
I would say for me, not that my parents didn't care about us being polite, but I don't recollect my memory to be that was a huge emphasis.
Was there
obviously
anything?
They wanted you to be polite, but it wasn't like strictly like say thank you.
Yeah,
you
but know? Like, was there ever a time that you remember in your life where your parents told you to like, don't say that, that's a bad word?
Oh, of course. Of course, I've been slapped a few times for saying some bad
shit.
So
how come you still say all those bad words?
Just kidding. Whoa, okay. But I was going to say I felt more...
I only said that because to me it was like I could not swear.
Yeah, that's something my parents were a little... But in general, like...
Like I still never said
anything.
But
your parents also didn't swear, did they?
No, I never...
Yeah, see, my parents swore all
the
time.
That was not fine in our household at all.
Like not even from them?
Not even from them, no.
Yeah.
I never even heard them swear.
Mm.
And they never heard us swear. Maybe now on the podcast since my mom listens.
Yeah. No, I definitely heard many people swear.
Many people.
No, in my family.
Yeah.
But I would say for me was like less so when I was younger, but definitely once I got older, for me, what I felt pressure with was when I was dancing ballet. I definitely feel like my dad especially was sort of pressuring me and waiting on me to like be done with that life and figure out my life, like go to college, all these things, because he didn't see a future in my dream. So in that sense, I always kind of felt this like pressure and expectation that he had for me. And it was pretty tough. And I definitely think it kind of influenced our relationship a little bit at that time. And I've kind of been working on like going past that.
Getting
because,
it back.
Well, yeah, especially since I think it was ballet. And then after that, I went to college. But then I ended up doing like communication where he's like, what do you even do with communication?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, but I didn't like anything else.
Yeah.
And he.
And you're in the right to do all these
things. It's just that my
dad,
I have to understand from his perspective. It's like most of his life, his dream had been to move to the United States, and he didn't get to do it until he was in his 50s when his kids were like grown. you know, I was the youngest and I was 12 when we moved and my siblings were older. So he just like his dream had been that for himself. And then it became a dream that he had for us as his kids. And then now for his kids to make different choices than what he would have hoped we would be doing is I understand from his perspective.
I understand it from his perspective,
but then
too.
At the same time, it's like, and I think it's something that he works on himself. But I know in even presently what I'm doing right now, it's like, yeah, I'm you know, good, and I'm good in at what I do, and I'm successful in my career.
You're very good at what you do.
It's not a conventional, stable career in the sense that you never know like what's gonna happen. Mm. But at the same time, it's like one of the fastest growing careers that you can have right now. Mm-hmm. In the way that it's like been the last ever since I started, even before that. So I don't know. It's just like we always have conversations about what does my future and our future look like, yeah. And once we have kids and like what are we those gonna are, do and all
those
these
are,
things.
Those are good conversations to have and things
yeah, they
to think
just
about.
Stress me out.
Yeah.
So okay. Keeping it simple, someone said favorite neighborhood in New York City and favorite restaurant in that neighborhood.
My favorite restaurant in New York City.
What about
City?
Your favorite neighborhood in New York first?
My favorite neighborhood in New York, I don't go there a lot, but every time I am there, whether it's like for my basketball runs or I would say my favorite neighborhood in New York is the Lower East Side.
Could have told you that. The Lower East Side.
Or I also like, the Lower East Side is chill.
What were you going to say?
West Village is nice too, but it's very different.
It's cute. I would say my favorite neighborhood is the West Village.
West Village, of course.
It has amazing restaurants. And some of my favorite restaurants are in the West Village. One of them being Saint Jardim. Mm-hmm. Talk about it all the time. Favorite restaurant. Rotational, seasonal menu. You can go for breakfast. You can go for lunch. You can go for dinner. Wine bar. And also...
can I say one that's in the Lower East Side?
Oh, and also Via Carota. Classic New York. Go there for lunch. You won't wait for a table for long.
Via Carota.
Via Carota. Yeah, it's like one of the best restaurants in New York.
Have we been?
I've been twice. You haven't been.
That's crazy.
We should go, though.
And that's your favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And you haven't been there with me.
No.
That's crazy. Why?
Because it's pretty hard to get into. You kind of have to randomly
but
be
you
like,
went
you know
twice.
What? Let's go right now.
But you went
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, because we just had the time. And it was like a random, like, oh, let's see if we could get a table, but no pressure if we didn't. And we did each time. So
I love
so good.
I love Ivan Ramen.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, why do you laugh like that?
Oh, it's been your favorite restaurant since we moved here.
And it's in the Lower East Side, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Ivan Ramen. I never liked ramen until I went to Ivan Ramen.
Yeah.
So I love Ivan Ramen. And then another restaurant that I really like, I love Edith's.
They are not on the Lower East Side.
It doesn't matter. It's not.
They're in the West Village and
there's one in Brooklyn as well also.
Well, I was going to say one restaurant you like
it's
on
the
Lower
sandwiches.
East Side is Kisa.
Oh, yeah. Kisa. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Korean food. Listen, we went to Korea and we had Korean food from there and it surpassed my expectations.
The Korean food in Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will never forget that first Korean barbecue
we
had.
God. It was
it
a, random,
was a
spot.
Random spot.
It was a random spot.
Barely anybody in there. The food, at first, we were like, I don't know. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Like 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Next question. Tell us something about how you two reconnect as a couple when you feel disconnected.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.